The Navi said, "Im tashiv mishabbat adlecha, asot hafatzecha biyom kochi, v'karata l'shabbat oneg l'kdosh Hashem mechubay." The first pasuk we explained number of times. "Im tashiv mishabbat adlecha," that is, watch your legs and your feet, what you are doing on Shabbat. That means don't go the places that you are not supposed to go. Which means a person has a limited distance, how much he can walk.
Range.
$8. Tashim Shabbat Aglecha. Asot Hapatzecha Biyom Kochi. Watch what are the things you can do. What are the things you can do? The Gemara said, Hapatzecha Asurim. Hefze Shamayim Mutarim. You cannot do anything that you want to do. Vedaber davar, be careful what words you are going to say, what words you are not supposed to say. Can you talk business on Shabbat? No. Ask the Ta'anag al Hashem. The Navi said, if you will do all this, then the Gemara comes and says, what is v'chibadito me'atzot derachecha metzoh v'sachah v'daber davar? Should not the words that you say on Shabbat, the words v'daber davar, tell you, lo yiyye dibulcha shel Shabbat ke dibulcha shel Chol? Some people understand you shouldn't speak devarim betenim, only things of Kedusha. Person who will reach this stage is a great Hasid already. We're not talking about not to talk the Purim Shel Chol. We are talking what are the Diburim Asurim that they talk about. He cannot tell his friend, I want you, even not today, he said, I want you tomorrow to do this thing for me, the thing that's not allowed to be done today on Shabbat. Something is not allowed to be done on Shabbat. You can't tell your friend, I want you tomorrow to do this thing for me. You can't say that. Since today is not allowed, you can't talk about it. Do it tomorrow for me.
Could you talk about if you did it yesterday?
I'll come to it. Depends. If you are talking about something that was done in the past because of some benefit, that this will teach him certain things, or you are mentioning something might bring benefit to yourself, you are not allowed. But just you're mentioning something, there is no benefit anymore whatsoever, then there is no issue. But they say it's better not to talk, even though you don't have any benefit from it. This came just by the way, since you asked the question. This was supposed to come a little, another stage later. Now we're talking not to tell his friend about something that he's not allowed to do today, to do it for him tomorrow. Now, no difference if this is the thing that you are not allowed to do, it's written in the Torah, or Hachamim said, there are certain things the Torah said don't do. The Torah said don't put fire, don't do this. You tell him drive tomorrow to that, you know, he cannot drive today. You talk to him about what to do tomorrow. But also there are some Hakamim that Hakamim said don't do it, not Torah. Hakamim said don't go up, don't climb a tree. He said, I want you tomorrow to climb on the tree and get me that thing. Today he cannot climb the tree. You can't talk to him about tomorrow do that. Climb on the tree and pick up these things for me. Something that Hakamim said you are not allowed, you don't tell him today on Shabbat, do it for me tomorrow. How about if these things that he is going to tell him is something of mitzvah? For example, he sees a sofer. Tells him, listen, I want you to write Sefer Torah for me. He talks about the writing of Sefer Torah. Then if he is going to talk about something of mitzvah, some they say this will be permitted. There is two opinions about it, but the halakha will be permitted to talk about something of mitzvah. Even he talks about that he's going to do something he can't do today. But since it's of the bar mitzvah, Hachamim permitted it.
Is that why they're allowed to have a drive in shul on Saturday?
That's right.
For the same reason. You're not allowed to spend mitzvah. Money, but...
That's right. The bar mitzvah is permitted. Okay. Yeah.
But if I get to ask somebody, say, I go, Alan, do me a favor. Could you go pick me up a book from, some Hebrew book from a religious article place because, you know, I'm working, I can't pick it up, and he could, and he's off. You allowed to do that?
No, again. It's not good.
Like, I says, Alan, could you pick up Hoki Yisrael for me on Sunday? Today's Saturday, so I can't pick it up because I'm working.
So it's something of mitzvah, Hoki Yisrael.
Right, so...
It might be, okay.
You know, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Have you any errands?
Of course, we're talking something that he is going to get benefit from. That will
no
be
way.
From this mitzvah.
Yeah.
If no benefit at all, of course, it's not supposed to.
Right.
Just talk, tomorrow I'm going to do this, even if it's not, so what for? It doesn't bring benefit to no one, why should you say it?
Mm-hmm.
You do it anyhow. Okay. If he wants his friend or his worker, he needs him tomorrow for work. Tell them, listen, I want you to come tomorrow to work for me. Of course, you're not allowed to say that. But he tells him, listen, I'd like to see you tonight. I'd like to see you tonight. And he understands that one.
About work.
That he's going to talk to him about work. Also not supposed to. But he can tell him, would you like to come to the meeting? A question. He's allowed to say.
Yeah, indirectly.
That's it. Would you like to come to see me?
But he's not a loophole.
Yes, it's permitted. That's why loophole.
Don't close it.
Don't complain.
What are you closing loophole for?
We're getting a little slack here. Don't complain.
Rabbi, who's saying that anybody's allowed to bend the law?
No, I didn't say that. It said within the frame of the law. This is the law. A person, question is, somebody came and asked me, can I tell him tomorrow I'm going to go to Jersey? He can go today. Is he allowed to tell him that?
At 20 can you go?
Just that he's going?
No, you could.
No, he's not asking, do you want to take me? He's saying, I'm going.
Yeah.
There's
see,
a lift. There's a lift.
I'm going. Oh, let us go, even if we told him tomorrow, to Jersey. It's okay. Because walking, there's nothing wrong. What is there only, question is, maybe out of limit.
Okay.
Even out of limit, a person sometimes he can go. Can be within limit. If he goes, there is a house within certain distance. Another house within, he can go all the way. Since there is possibility to go today, he is allowed to say that. Something that you can do today, you can do also, you can say for tomorrow. Did you understand? What is the law of going? A person, suppose this is the city. He can go till the end of the city, even if it is 20 miles. But out of the city, he can go only 2,000 steps. Or 2,000 amot, they call them, every step is amma. That means 2,000 steps from each direction. If you have a house close to the city, the 2,000 you start counting from where? From that house, not from the city. It is close to the city. How much? Within 71 steps, about. Then, after this, from that 70 steps, you can go another 2,000 steps. If again there is another house there, after 70, you can go another 2,000. If there were houses, you can walk without limit. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Since there is possibility that a person can walk today, that is not something he's not supposed to do on Shabbat, then he can talk about it. Even if now, in fact, there is no house, you can tell him. Clear? Okay. If a person tells him we'll take a ride tomorrow, that will be not allowed.
Absolutely.
because today you can't do it.
Right.
We drive the car. Well, okay. I say the person sometimes is not doing anything that's not allowed, only talking. Talk. News. Nonsense. You know, people today, they see each other on the streets. They don't know what to say. They don't say only Shabbat Shalom. Hey, the weather is nice today, huh? Mm-hmm. Then they start talking about all kind of nonsense. They say this Hasidut. I don't say this is halakha, but some people, they get pleasure out of it. They say, oh boy, I'm enjoying myself on Shabbat, and I'm not doing anything that's not allowed. Okay, you enjoy it, go ahead. Well, a person, sometimes he likes to read the news. If this is his pleasure, we'd want to tell him it's wrong, even though it's not advisable, but it's not wrong.
Even the New York Times.
I said it. New York Times has nothing to do with... New York Times has nothing to do with Shabbat. The question if you can read it even during weekdays, that's a different
thing. Especially the New York Times.
Jewish press.
A person comes and says, Rabbi, I'm not going to talk, but I'm going to look at my books to see if the figure is correct and see what was done in business yesterday or tomorrow. I want to know how much cost me this one, will I sell this one? Well, this is not about any kind of figuring at that.
Well, so makes you worry at times.
Isn't that his rule?
Huh?
Isn't that his rule?
No, but yes, there's something to worry here. Who, without any looking, and there's no mercy. You're going to... Okay. Even the rule, they say a person should be Mekadesh Mahashavto, but Hasidut.
Right, I mean, you said
but the halakha, here, Hashbon, here, who, Mutar, without any kind of action.
Why? Because he may come to do something?
He may come to ride, to race, and then, you know, a person loses himself when he comes to look at
his own
business.
Himself.
But the man should know that if he looks over his book, his business might burn down.
As long as a person is going to do something, his mind goes deep into it. He may come to do something wrong, Chachamim forbid it. That he may come to do, I know that you can trust yourself. No, Rabbi Ishmael, the Gemara said, Chachamim said the person should not read on the light of the candles by himself on Friday night, if he's sitting by himself, unless he sits with somebody else.
Shomer,
watching him. He can tell his wife to watch him, his son. But if he is going to sit down and read alone on the light of the candles, I said, not electricity. Electricity, they permit it. A person will come, they tell him not to. Why? He may, thinking of that, the reading he reads in the book, he would say, hey, all of a sudden the light's a little dim, he forgets about Shabbat, right away he does it. Shemei yate, it's written in the Mishnah, Shemei yate, perhaps he will try to clear that, the work over there. But Rabbi Ishmael, who was a very, very great rabbi, I would be Mateh, Has V'Shalom. I'll forget about Shabbat. So then he read in a book in front of the candle. And the Shamaim did, since he took it lightly, Chachamim said not to. They made him forget. He went deep into learning, and really he did. Realized it was them. He said, oh, Ribbono shel Olam, kama gedolim debrei chachamim. How great the words of the rabbis. He said, I thought I would never make the mistake. They told me the reason. I said, once they told me the reason, surely this reason cannot apply to me.
Right.
I'm alive. And he said, he did. And he wrote in a book that he has all book for the end of days. When Beit HaMikdash will be built, I ought to bring Korban Hatat for this Avon that I did. Shogeg. To show you, that means no one can come and say, even Elam Ezrahi, He cannot come and say nothing to worry about me. I won't do it.
I never said I was perfect.
I'm not saying. I say you are perfect.
They had a story about your rabbi, Kalalatia, right? That his mother used to be Shomer for him.
Mm-hmm.
I remember they printed something recently, a story about that.
That's true.
Every Friday night, so that he should.
Okay. A person comes sometimes, he said, okay, rabbi, I will not forgive. I'll say what I did in the past. Even thing being done in the past, even things you did in the past, you are not supposed to tell, brings benefit to him that he learns from me what he should do about business. Since it comes for benefit of others, you don't talk about it. But if you'd said, I did, and there is no benefit to no one, not to himself, not to that one, about the past, this will be okay. If he said, I did, without looking at anything that a person comes and says, you know, I bought this thing for this price. Why? He's teaching him how much he should pay. He knows that he is looking for this item. He wants to buy it. And tells him, here he tells him something for his benefit. To know, he's not supposed to talk. This is included in Vidaber Davar, that a person should not speak these things on Shabbat. This already is talking about the price of something in order to bring benefit to his friend, to know how much he should pay for it.
So what if his friend asks him, how much is that machine you bought?
Yeah.
And you tell him, call me after Shabbat.
Yeah.
Is that
No, don't call me. Don't tell him, call me. Today is Shabbat. I don't talk about it.
Just like that.
That he won't understand. But to tell him, call me, you're telling him.
You don't want to embarrass him, but you tell him, speak to me after Shabbat about it.
No, I'll speak to you later about it.
Oh, would you like to call me?
Tell him I can't speak to them. Shabbat, same thing. What do you... But if to tell him what to do tomorrow, tell him what
you
can do tomorrow. Tell him the negative, he will understand the positive.
What?
I told you what I said to the lady in Egypt. You remember?
Yeah, from hell.
I was in the synagogue in Egypt, in Cairo. And we came out. There was a man that was supposed to be a guest in his house after Minhas or Dash Mishit. He insisted. I was a guest by Hacham Aron Shweiker. He came to Hacham Aron Shweiker, he made a big noise. I want the rabbi in my house for one meal. He told him, he is a guest in my house. He said, no, give me one meal. I said, okay, I'll give you Soda Shilishim. I told him on condition, don't make any meat. He said, don't worry, I won't make meat, I'll make fish. Okay. As I walked out of the shore, the people walked me. He went ahead to tell his family the rabbi is coming. He went, second floor, there they occupied the whole floor, like in Mexico, as their apartment. He went there, in every apartment they have a balcony in the front or the sea to the street. And they went, they were waiting well, they went to the balcony, waiting till I come. I happened to come from the side back. People was standing talking to me, I said Shabbat Shalom, they left. I came up. Already all the people of the family went into the apartment. They all were in the balcony waiting. I came, I knock at the door. They didn't hear. They're on the balcony outside, they didn't hear. Who heard? A lady on the third floor heard Egyptians, Arabian. She came down and said, well, what's the matter? What are you doing so much noise? Don't want to go in. So ring the bell. I said, I don't know how. She said, she tells me in Arabic, ring the bell. I said, I don't know how. She got so mad, she came down the stairs and she pressed the button and said, "Amal kida." She tells me, do like this. She told the person is stupid, he doesn't know how to go in. I don't want to tell her.
You can't or whatever.
I can do it, you do it for me. I told her, I don't know how.
Okay.
In the meantime,
ring the bell?
The bell rang. They came out of the balcony. She went. She sees me. They see me there.
So they thought you were
before the family. I told them, they were laughing. I told them the story. I can't tell them. Can you imagine?
Now I know.
But you have to know right away. If there's something in your mind, you know what's right, what's wrong. And you know already how to react on the spot, spontaneously, as you know. Otherwise, to tell her I can't, I won't say anything, they won't hear me, and they will wait a long hour till
like
I come. Okay.
Rabbi.
Yeah.
What about the idea of, let's say, walking, let's say, on King Highway, on Shabbat, and window shopping?
Yeah. What do you think? If he's thinking about something that he wants to buy tomorrow, he's not supposed to. He is not going to buy. He passed by again. That's like we said. You're talking something without any benefit. It's okay. But if you go intentionally for the benefit, of course, those that put the...
The
show windows, they don't like it.
Buy it another day.
They're putting the show window now they don't attract the customers to come to see. They will come to, but don't worry, they will come to see after. The person that asked on Shabbat to see Paul, that he wants to see what to shop tomorrow, it's wrong. But it happened to be is walking, just looking without any benefit, he doesn't have in mind to buy. It's okay. You understand?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you see something he likes for Shabbat, as he's peeping into the thing, you know, for a suit for Shabbat, that's also a suit.
The what?
That would be benefit if, you know, if you go and look and you say, oh, that's a beautiful jacket, clothes, I could use it for Shabbat. Is that also not allowed?
That's right.
Well, now it's for mitzvah.
That's
now
right,
you
shouldn't say something. No,
that's
no.
Not mitzvah.
Yeah, it look good on Shabbat, sure it is.
No.
Were you coming
no.
To
the shul
with ripped dungarees?
No, the mitzvah, when he needs it today, it's different. And today he can buy. What he will have tomorrow, next Shabbat, he doesn't have, there's no mitzvah now.
Okay, I'll give you the money tomorrow for
soon
today.
Sometimes there is a mailman, he brings a lot of.
Bye-bye.
He brings a lot of. Because if the mailman is Jew, there's no question about it. Mailman, even if a goy, he brings it.
You can't take it.
And you know in Shabbat you can't carry things from Rishut Yahid to Rishut Rabim, or Rishut Rabim to Rishut Yahid, or in Rishut Rabim for a month, four steps away, you can't carry it from here to take it, put place it over there.
In Rishut Rabim?
In the street. You're on the street. You say, I'm not on the same domain. But I'll carry it from here, I'll walk and put it there, place it there. That's what we call Hebrew Akira. Akira means picking it up. Hanaha means placing it. That's the reason every melacha of moving things, there is Akira and Hanaha. That's the first Mishnah of Shabbat. There is a man in the house. Who is a man in the house? Usually they talk about the rich and the poor. Who comes to beg for something to eat? He comes at the door. Usually there used to be weekdays. He comes, but there is a poor man sometimes is hungry. He comes to the door, he's hungry. Then the Baal HaBayit, the owner of the house, is inside. And the Ani is outside. Ani is in Rishut HaRabim, Baal HaBayit in Rishut HaYahid. Now they do, comes the Ani to bed. The Baal HaBayit picks up a piece of bread and he gives it to him. But who did the Avon now?
The Baal HaBayit.
He did the whole thing, complete. He did Akira, and he did the Anaha. He placed it in his hand. Then he did Akira, Anaha, from Rishut Yahid to Rishut Rabim. Correct? Or sometimes, the Baal HaBayit is inside. He's holding the piece of bread. The Ani pushes his hand in. He takes it from the hand. He picks it up from the hand of the Baal HaBayit, and he takes it out. Who did Avon now?
Ani.
He did both. The picking up and the placing it outside. Now, sometimes the Ani pushes his hand in, the Baal HaBayit puts it in the hand, And the Ani brings the hand out. Now, who did the Akira?
Half and half.
The Akira, the Ani didn't do. The picking up, no.
Yeah, well,
the Balabait.
The first one was in the house, it was good.
No, the Balabait did Akira and Hanacha.
Who?
The Balabait.
But no,
he put it in his hand, in the house.
But it's in the hand, in
Rosh Hashanah. So it's only half of me, half of one.
I said the Ani pushed his hand into?
To the house.
To the house. The Balabait put it in his hand.
Right.
And the Ani just took it out. Now this one did half, this one did half. No, Balabait did Akira, the Ani did the Anaha.
But the Akira, there's
no, he picked it up, okay.
Yeah. Or the Balabait pushed his hand out, and the Ani took it from the Balabait.
So those are all
the Balabait did Akira, the Ani did the Anaha. Now this is Asur, but he's not Hayav.
Asur of Abatur,
yeah.
Right?
Patur of Al-Asur.
Is that only by Shabbat?
Hmm?
Patur of Al-Asur? Patur of Al-Asur?
No, this is, there is Patur Mutar there. Usually, every Patur is Patur of Al-Asur, except three places, Patur Mutar. Even though it's written Patur, it's supposed to be written Mutar. But they wrote Patur because they said in other places Patur and other things, that's why they mentioned Patur. But there's Patur Mutar, that he doesn't do no Akira, no Anaha. The Ani makes the Akira, the Balabai didn't do anything. He did the Akira and the Anaha, then the Balabai didn't do anything. Patur Mutar.
What about like UPS or the post office, they have to drop something off?
That's what I was bringing all this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm explaining all this as an introduction.
You have to open the door, let the guy come into the house.
The man comes and he wants to give it. Don't take it out of his hand. Don't place it there. He will place it.
Yeah.
You don't take
right
it.
Right over there.
You understand? You don't take it from his hand.
Even if he steps into the house?
It, huh?
Even if he steps into the house?
Yeah, you say, leave it right there, sufficient.
Even if he steps into the house, you
that's
can't
right.
take it?
As long as he walks, you take it. You did the Hanaha.
Even if he walked into your house?
That's
yeah.
right.
If,
unless he stands already. He walks and he stands.
You didn't take it from the shoot to the shoot.
If he walks and stands. I said that he's half... Okay, I want a hand. They're just
it's explaining yeah. before. It's good.
That way he walks and he stands
Patur.
Still.
Patur. But if you take it out of his hand, it's no good. If he puts it,
doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
No,
or if he stands already. So.
Yeah. That's not what I'm asking. I'm saying, but then you have to sign the law that you received. So,
that's okay. another question. Sometimes they don't give you the things unless you sign.
Right.
Can you sign on Shabbat?
No.
No.
So what can we do, like
but
the ring of the doorbell?
There is a thing no, sometimes.
Tell him you can't sign.
That tell him I can sign, then he signs for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So okay, yeah, just by hand. If there is something that may cause loss to you, but if there is nothing that can cause loss, you're not supposed to. Do you understand?
What do you mean something that makes those loss to you?
It means like an important thing in a box.
Expecting a check?
You're expecting something that may cause you, if the delay will cause you some kind of loss in business. There is hefsed. But if not...
What's the hefsed? You can get it tomorrow. You can get it 2 days later.
Sometimes
no. But getting it tomorrow,
there
is that
sometimes
making
there is a certain kind of policy that you have. If there is that you have to pay or they pay you, if not, you are not delayed after the date that's supposed to be done. It's already you lose the sell or the buy, whatever it is. They didn't accept it. You don't. You are
but
losing.
Really,
but making,
Shabbat,
there are many cases. I can go into
yeah,
examples.
But that's not common. In other words, most cases would be you shouldn't even
not
do that.
Not always. Maybe it's not common within your way of business.
Yeah.
But in some other businesses, it's so common. Many times in 1 day late, you're...
Just to give an example, you bought a set of dishes and they shipped it to you, UPS. And they happened to deliver it on Shabbat.
This, no.
That's no, for
no.
sure.
Yeah,
that's
but...
Okay, that's what I want to make it
but
clear.
But there are other things. Sometimes there is a loss. There are certain things that has to go through certain date.
Has to be true, have said, in order
yeah.
to...
Right.
Well, isn't it bad if you're making him bring it back the next day? You're making him go and come back?
No.
It's not on that flight.
It's not on that. You are not doing it.
But you're causing him to come back. It's like telling him not to do it today, do it tomorrow.
Let him do it 10 times.
He wants.
Yeah, as long as you don't do anything wrong
right.
today. Take care of yourself. Don't take care of others.
getting back to the UPS man, delivering a package to the house. If you are on the first floor, but the first floor is more than a certain amount, aren't you allowed to take it out of his hand if he is on the porch?
He's on the porch if he stood. If he doesn't stand, while walking, you take it from him, it's not allowed.
If he's standing at the door.
I said, I heard you.
He's like this.
As long as he's still walking, did not stand, you're not allowed to take it from
him. He's walking onto the porch.
Yeah, he's supposed to put it. But it's better when the mailman comes, he places the letters over there on the floor,
Rabbi,
in the mailbox, but don't take it yourself.
Sorry. Even after he placed it on the floor, could you touch it? Isn't it mukseh?
Well, it is already in Reshut HaYachid.
Yeah.
No, that sometimes there is certain things, not certain things very, very urgent that you are waiting, it might cause you upset. You can tell maybe a goy to open
it. No, I'm saying once it's been delivered to the house.
I said delivered. The mouths are delivered. Sometimes some people, they have a very important thing that they must react. They must react, they may tell the goy, open it and right away do something with it. You have to know what is the thing. Therefore, would be allowed. Do you understand? Otherwise, won't be allowed. Depends.
Okay. It's not mail, I'm talking. Yeah. Regular mail.
Just like that, in general, you can tell what's regular. Sometimes there is important.
You're not expecting something. He delivered 10 envelopes into your door. Regular mailman. Could you pick it up and touch it and put it down? Are you allowed to touch the mail?
It's booked there, no. Yeah, it's anything that you... There is no need for it today. Is Mukhtar. We are coming soon to about the Mukhtar. I'll come to talk about Mukhtar. Now, many times people, they make a party and they will make a list of people that they invite. And all of a sudden comes Shabbat, the invited people coming, he takes the list that he has, check who came, and he's not supposed to. He's not allowed. Is that list. Without the list, it's okay. You look, okay, but sometimes you don't do it yourself. You appoint somebody. In many places, there is. They want to know who is coming in. They want, because they invite people exactly by number. So they see them. I attended a place myself, I saw. It was Friday night, someplace. They invited people. All of a sudden, there was a man, not the man himself, the guy, the waiter, he was looking, yes, what's your name? He looks at the list to check it. But the guy was doing it. Supposedly the Jew having the list in his hand, even though he doesn't intend of checking or not, there's something to be afraid. He may
come to write.
He may check, write, erase.
So by giving your name, you're making him...
Yeah, he may do it. That's why they say he should not look at the list of those who were invited to see, to check. Imagine how far our rabbis went to think of everything.
How about just to take a count, a head count?
Okay. That's why, in his own mind, without the list, it's okay. But if not, all these who are talking, things that the person is going to do. But there is another thing what our rabbi said. Not only you can tell your friend all this, or you want to hire a worker, you're not allowed to tell a goy to do melacha for you today on Shabbat. No matter if the melacha is from the Torah or melacha from Hachamim. Amira la goy, shevut. Shevut means anything that Hachamim told you, you must not do it. It's called shevut. Hachamim told you, stop from doing these things. Even though the Torah did not say, goy is allowed to walk. If a goy is allowed to walk, you say, well, what do I do? I'm not walking, I'll tell him. Chamim said, no. Because many times, by telling the goy to do work for you, it becomes a Shabbat, becomes hard. So don't do all the work for you. And many times, you are going to do it too. Because they will get used, already work being done in the house. Unfortunately, many people, they take this very lightly. Oh, they have the opportunity, They are the, to bring the people, the workers, into the house on Shabbat, because this is the time they are there. They are not doing the work. They tell you the goy is doing the work. He's not supposed to be there. To bring a goy to do the work for you on Shabbat, definitely it's wrong. Even Amira Lanukhri, even for little thing, wants to do a melacha for you, is not allowed. Koshik came to bring to work for you the whole day.
What happens if you want somebody to come and clean the house? Hazame. Okay.
You don't bring her into the house on Shabbat to clean.
No, you say... No,
but you have a chadame that works for you the whole year,
the
whole week, the whole month. She does things on her own. On Shabbat, okay. Even those things that she does on her own on Shabbat, not to be works being done to you directly for the Shabbat, or also not things that being shown to the people. She takes the clothes, hanging it on Shabbat. There is... Hashad and Pene Marit Ayin. That's all the work being done on Shabbat. Who did it? Who doesn't do it? They don't see. Things like this, you don't do something. Oh, that makes noise.
She can wash
the
floor.
See the clothes? Yeah.
She can wash the floor.
I said, the washing the floor, she can do. The cleaning of the house that she does routine. But things like this, not. Yeah.
That wasn't my question.
Go ahead.
My question was...
Now I'm ready to hear your question.
My question was that if you tell her to come on Sunday, and you call her up, let's say, on Monday, after the Shabbat, okay, you know, I can't come, I'll come, I can only come on the following Saturday. That's my only day I have, the day worker. You're not telling her to come on Shabbat, but she's telling you this is my only time.
When she tells you, what do you tell her, yes or no?
Well,
that's
what I'm asking
you. He's not asking. That's the exact question he's asking. You want to tell her yes, you are not supposed to. You are not supposed to tell her, come to work for me on Shabbat.
In the meantime, all the Sabbats we go to, they have the queen, waitresses.
They're
cooking also everybody's room.
That's a good question. That's a question. They do the melacha or not? There is no... They don't cook for you, only things that was cooked from before.
Right. They're just warming it up.
Warming it. The question is, are they going to put on and off?
Mm.
Right.
This
but
is that's why many, many homes, religious people, they leave the things on just to warm it.
Warm
and so there is a big difference. That's it. If a person religious, he has to know what he's supposed to do. That's why we have Hasidim here, they don't want to serve only cold. If you come to Sauda, he doesn't want even to warm the food. Listen, don't go over the limit. There is sometimes certain warming you can do.
He serves
every home, they have warm food. Our rabbi said, a person who doesn't eat warm food on Shabbat, maybe he became an apikoros. You know why they say that? Because the Karaim never had warm food. Why? Because they say you are not supposed to have any light or fire in the house. Then how can you warm food? No, they don't. They have only cold food. A person, you become like Karaim, they tell you. They used to have the mitzvah always to eat food which is warm, hot. They tell you to have it warm. But do it within the permissible way, not to do it in the wrong way. Not to come to put fire and warm, said, because rabbis told me to have warm. No, they didn't tell you put fire on. Have the fire on from before. Garufi katum, which means with the blacha. There is conditions what you have. And do it, and they want you to eat warm. They don't want you to eat cold. They say mitzvah to eat warm food on Shabbat. And therefore, if the waitress will come, will warm it, even the Jew can warm it. As long as they don't do the wrong things, that's permitted.
So you leave the oven on all night?
Yeah, they leave it, you know, my own house. When I had certain things, we left it. We left it, and they came, they just were warming the things. But that's what Alan knows it, but he knows what's supposed to be done. But he just wants to awaken us to know what's right, what's wrong. You know, he wants people to hear about it. Yeah. Now, but we understood your question. I thought you this was your question something else. But it was then the same question that we thought you were asking.
Only well, that. <we're>
You're guilty, Alan.
I know.
You just wanted to put it in the middle.
Okay.
Rabbi, you said the normal cleaning that she does every day, she's allowed to do.
Yeah, I said again.
What does that mean?
Normal cleaning does, as he said, washing the floor. She cleans the
she
dishes.
She can mop the floor and squeeze the water and all that.
Now, I said, if she's doing it on her own, it's okay. You're not telling her to squeeze.
You can't tell her to do it.
Tell her to, just, she's doing the cleaning. You want her to sweep. You want her to clean the table. You want her to wash the dishes. Wash dishes, even a Jew sometimes he can wash. But how you wash? That again, if she does on her own, you don't tell her to do it this way, because you don't care if she will do it this way or the other way.
That's crazy.
But what if she wants to vacuum on her own? You have to let her do that?
It's not proper to sweep without the vacuum. Not electricity. Yeah.
No.
I want to understand what the reasoning of the halakha is. Why, like something sahita she could do, and the vacuum not be worth it? No, she did it on her own. She wanted to mop on her own, you said okay.
Yeah, because this is Avsham and Tadi call it in the poskim.
What is that?
There's a big operation, noise. And
yeah, that's okay. That's what I want to understand. Okay.
I was right.
You can just tell what she tells you. So, excuse me, I like to have some quiet and so I can sleep. So she wouldn't put on the vacuum. You could tell her something like that would be okay. There's no, you can't put on the vacuum. It would be a little bit.
Things, big things that can be noticed by people, that's not
how the baby sleep.
A person comes, a telegram he gets. Oh, he worries. Telegram. He cannot open it and that, but he brings it, go open it. He worries. The whole day he will be worrying what the telegram is coming. Then he can tell the guy, open it, let me know what there is in it.
Yeah.
This will be something with the letter. If something that you see something that you worry what there is, looks like very strange letter that you go. Of course, if there is a bomb in it, he's not going to tell him
open it on Shabbat.
On Sunday either.
Sometimes you can even, but of course you don't tell him right away. He said, listen, there's an important letter here and I can't open it. And the guy opened it, it's okay. The same thing, we'll do it by a clue.
The power of suggestion.
Pastor comes and says, Rabbi, I'm not going to buy or do anything, but on Friday I'll tell the guy, listen, here's this money, tomorrow you buy me that thing from the store.
He'll run away, Rabbi.
Depends. Your goyim will run away. But the guy that we take is happens to be, he doesn't come to me only an honest man. And yeah, I'm joking. Now this is, and a person knows, this guy tells him, you do it for me. Sometimes he doesn't run away because I owe him more than what I give him.
What about the people when you go, when they go away, with the elevator, let's say you're in a hotel in the 18th floor or some ridiculous floor.
I don't know,
in Puerto Rico sometimes they have this thing with the elevator that's set for certain.
It goes on each floor.
Is that allowed, or?
I don't know. I never did it yet in my life.
When
I'll do it, I'll tell you it's allowed.
Rabbi, were you talking about paying in advance? If you're, like you said, in the hotel, and you can't spend money at the restaurant on Shabbat, are you allowed to pay them on Friday and say, I'm going to come on Saturday to eat?
No.
So we'll see if they might have the wrong night.
No, wait. Please.
One
thing at a time, we have to answer somebody with a question, but before answering the question, we have to speak about it exactly, clear. Sometimes it's allowed, sometimes not. In Yerushalayim, there were some very religious people, restaurants, kosher. They opened the door a little. They sell already the meal from before Shabbat. They give them tickets because there is a roof over there. They come, the tickets, they show it, for that the food is ready for them. They know exactly so many meals were ordered. They give it to them. The meal is ordered exactly like for Shabbat, like in the homes. And then they give it to them. They know this kosher restaurant, these people are not selling anything today. You go today, they don't sell you. You come what you bought before this, the meal, just like in the house they prepared for you. Then it's here, they can see it's closed, only a small door open for the people just to enter, those who order the meal. Today, if you go to a restaurant that's open and does all the work, everything on Shabbat, and you go, you tell him, I give you the money before, and he's doing it for you on Shabbat, cooking on the Shabbat, definitely is not about. You understand? Even if a guy cooks for you on Shabbat, you are not about to eat that meal. Has to be cooked from before. That's one thing. Secondly, even if he cooked it from before, today open restaurant to all, and he will cook it for you because you wanted something cooked food before, he will just warm it for you today. Again, how does he warm it? With a blacha? Secondly, he will warm it with a blacha. People see you going into a restaurant to eat a restaurant that opened on Shabbat. There's no Shabbat over there. You are going to be suspected by them too. That's the reason why it's iron. Even if it's done 100%, okay, it's wrong.
The iron, sure.
Depend why you are talking, what's the condition, what a person has to use his own common sense.
But what if there's no cooking involved? What if it's cold food?
I said now, even if it's cold food, what do you want? You want to buy it on Shabbat?
No, you went to the restaurant and eating, say, only dessert, or only cake.
I said, when did you buy it?
You're going to buy it on Saturday. You're paying for it on Friday.
I know that you're not going to pay.
But this restaurant is open
for everybody to sell on Shabbat. And you happen to pay on Friday. All the people you put here, a note.